Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't seen you around the way. Not around the way no more. You wanna find me? I'm right here.
And y'all remember, man, talk this shit up when you hit them bricks.
Best way to get more involved is to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't gotta take it to the streets. Alright, let's do it.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with host Smith and that's Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
This is the Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
Out of the New Jersey and New York area, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Diamond D.
This is Unconcealed.
If you're the common denominator of relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with
Mrs. Unconcealed.
We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Look, come on now.
Right.
You know, you're going through something you're going through. You know, hey, man, people don't understand. Oh, people do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. Like a home.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and that's Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Yes, yes, we are in the building. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me loud and clear? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Nice.
Check one. Yes.
Your mic sound nice. I was waiting. I'm like, wait a minute, DJ. Like, Jack, wow.
You know, next time I'm going to do that. Once nice again, welcome everyone nice to the Unconcealed Talk Show with yours truly and, of course, with the lovely Miss Diamond D in the building. What's going on, girlfriend?
Oh, don't say girlfriend to me this week. Don't say that.
Uh-oh.
I had a client. He was an older, not much older, but older than me, white man, just not technically inclined, and we're getting along, having our virtual trainings and our conversations and things like that, and then he couldn't do something, and he emailed me, and you didn't even know this. It's funny that you called me girlfriend, and he was like, it's not working, girlfriend. Now, if I had thought that he was a homosexual, if he was gay or something, I would have taken it and just like, girl, it ain't working, but this was your...
Right.
Yeah, heterosexual, probably Trump-loving white guy. And for him to
email me like that, I was completely offended.
Yeah. He was like,
no,
it's not working, girlfriend. And so I called him, and I was just like, okay, well, let me help you. Let's screen share, and I'm going to take control of your computer, and I'm going to get you through this. And he's like, okay, thanks. And I take control, and I start clicking away. And I was like, it's working. Well, why is it working with your, when you click and versus when I click? I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's your mouse, homie. Like, if I'm girlfriend,
damn,
Mr. White Man, then now you become homie. So I was
See,
so taken aback.
That deserved a throw punch.
I deserved his throw punch because you don't know me like that. And he was really trying to be disrespectful. Girlfriend, I felt like he was... You know, by my voice, you could I am who I am, right? So by my voice, you can already tell that I'm a black woman. Plus, on his portal and my pictures everywhere, well, you know, my internet and things like that. So, but you don't call me girlfriend. Don't take it there.
Oh,
so,
I'm so sorry. My bad. Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know you had it like that.
I'm glad you said it because I got the chance to vent.
Bad man.
Like, when you said it, I'm cool with it. Yeah, but no. It's all good. That's how you and I roll, right? You can say that, but Mr. Trump lover, you can't do that. I felt like you were being racist and condescending. So at that point, he became homie. So that's how we're gonna communicate with each other on Monday when I go out to the site. Yep. What's up, homie?
Damn.
So the way I operate, I went directly to my VP and I was like, listen, I'm girlfriend. He was like, what? So I told him the story and I was like, so he's homie. He was like, all right, so homie, it is. It is, you know what it is. Like, you have to give respect in order to get it. So I don't find it disrespectful. When you do it, it just coincidentally hit a nerve because, yeah, this man straight up called me.
Ooh, my bad. I'm so sorry.
His girlfriend.
I'm sorry.
This is really out of
being
I'm
playing
sorry.
Games.
I'm sorry.
So how are you? Now that I've vented, I didn't even give you a chance to say hi to me. I just attacked you. How are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know what?
Hold information from us.
I'm feeling good. I've hit that click moment again in my life. I'm at another phase. I'm listening to different things. I don't know. I'm on another phase with this business, and I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling motivated, highly motivated, and that could be a problem for some people. Because,
okay.
You know, I take no prisoners when it comes to this. I take no prisoners
right.
when it comes to trying to handle business. And if you're in my way, I'm stomping you out my way. For real.
I like that.
I'm just motivated. I'm motivated.
And you've re-motivated me, too. I'm so amped for 20. I'm prepared for people to just straight up not like me. I'm just prepared for that, and I'm okay with that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, because when you're doing things right and when you come in hard and you come in with a solid product, people are automatically just not going to like you. And I'm ready for it. I want people to not like me because for every person that feels like they don't like me for whatever reason or don't like us, it's going to be like 20, 30, 100 more that love what we do.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I feel like dancing. I don't know why.
Do you dance?
Do you dance? Yeah, I do.
The love. I'm going to go ahead and put a shameless plug in it. Come out to the brokers of reunion. That's what we're doing. Great. There's no need to
live. I feel blessed.
I wonder if our Midwest listeners even know what you just played, like how that just touched my soul. They're like, what is that beat? Play it a little more. Let them hear a little bit more.
Oh, I got you. You know what? I don't know. I just felt this. I was working out. I was working out on the show. I was open this in my gym.
Great. Mm. Yes. That beat? Oh, my God. That beat? Oh.
Great. We're not going to open that Pandora's box because someone said, damn it, I recognized him.
I knew it. Maybe in 2020, we're not going to go there right now. All right. I knew that.
You know what?
I've seen you somewhere before.
Manscaped.
Turn around and shake your ass. Yeah,
show.
I knew you.
You know what? I can't. You go damn timeout. Anyway, you have a damn timeout. How was your week besides dealing with that racist Trump dude? I mean, you say that now? I mean, outside of that, I mean, is everything okay?
It was good. It's had its ups and downs, but despite everything, I'm blessed. That's it. I don't even want to talk about anything negative other than homie.
Overall,
it was a blessed week. I'm just grateful for progress.
Yes.
I know you're going to ask me, so I will go ahead and let you know that if you would have us, the ladies are ready to call in and chat, chop it up with us next Wednesday. We don't have to wait for December.
Which Wednesday? Today?
Next Wednesday. 7 days from today, if you're down.
I got somebody on hold in the line. I mean, I can find out who that is if you just want to listen.
Find out who
that is?
Okay.
Maybe...
Yeah, who? I don't know.
Okay, let's find out. You entertain our audience while I hit this board and find out.
All right. I hope they want to chat it up with us. So, once again, everybody, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. I'm your girl, Diamond D, chatting it up with my homie, my brother, Mr. Nass. So, we've got a lot of things coming up for you tonight. We're going to talk about her six figures versus his five. So who's the head of the household when the woman makes a significant amount more than the man? So we're going to talk about that. We want your input. Call in, chat it up. We got a whole line. And then what Mr. Naz is working on is hopefully being able to embed a chat so that we can talk directly that way so that you don't actually have to call in. We're going to work on the chat. And then we want to talk about some news topics, too, that I'm really excited about. We want to talk about things going on in Newark, New Jersey, and Shaquille O'Neal and the positive things that he's doing with the community. Shaquille O'Neal is definitely from Brick City, just like Mr. Naz and myself. And we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. What's going on with the NFL and how you feel about what's going on with Colin? So Mr. Naz is over there chatting it up and left me all alone. So I am going to keep it going. We're going to go right into the Shaquille O'Neal, his opens his $80 million apartment tower right here in Newark, New Jersey, with New York City views. So it is...
I am back. Hello.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's
one of my peoples that's calling from down south. So I told her, you know, we can let her chime in when we get into the topic. But she loves your rapport. She loves you. She's like, damn, but people, if they don't like you, fuck them.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. If they don't like you,
fuck them. Let me tell you something. This person got a hell of a mouth. When I tell you she no filter, no
I love
filter.
It. I'm working on my filter.
No filter.
I'm working on my filter. I used to have zero filter, so I'm working on
that.
It's a struggle.
It's a balance. You know what I'm saying? It's a balance because you got to be able to, you know, when you have to step up and, you know, jump somebody's ass, but then you got to have the time when you got to be professional. You know, but you know what? I think what throws some people off is the fact that we can. Me, you, and much other intelligent people that have that balance. We got that street in us, and we also got that professionalism. You know, we can give you all points, but please don't bring me to the dark side. You know, we gotta be some damn chair movement.
Bring the dark side out because all they see is Diamond D's.
Yes.
She's so happy go lucky, and then I turn into Daquisha, and you should see the look on their face. It is
Daquisha,
it's
really?
Faceless. I told you.
Oh God. Oh,
so you've got to be, she's 9 to 5, and you got Diamond, that's 5, 5, 5, after 5, that's Diamond, unless you piss me off really, really, really bad. And then you meet Di-Di, we call it Di-Di for sure, Daquisha. Don't ask me how to spell it.
What did you do in the past?
Kill,
like,
kill, motherfucker.
What was you doing? Was you working at a certain place in Irvington, New Jersey?
Ooh. Break. Don't I recognize you somewhere? Sit on my lap.
I knew it. Like, give my money back. We're talking a dollar, not on damn 20.
I knew you. So I want to.
Like, you said you meet me outside.
right. You owe me. Yeah, I went out the back window.
Like,
yeah, bro.
Oh my God. No, give my money back, Tommy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
so,
God. Oh Lord, I'm sorry.
Audience. I wanted to ask you, I know we're sick of talking about it.
Oh, God.
And, well, you know what? I'm not even going to go there. Did you see the video? There's two, but I'll talk about the easy one. The way that mother, I shared it the other night. I'm not sure if you guys see it. The way the mom beat the brakes off of her 9-year-old child. Because
I started to watch that, you know what I'm saying? I really did start to watch it, but it put me. I mean, it's a bad place. You don't have to do that.
You don't.
You really don't.
When I looked at that, you know, we got to do better. We got to do better.
Oh,
I'm just going
to
speak to
you. So now it's time. Are we going to that topic now? Are we going to that segment
right
now?
There. We're going to go right there, if that's okay, because we've...
Oh, do we need our intro? I need my intro for this one.
I know you love your intro. Yeah.
I know. I just got to do better. I love it.
We got to do better. We got to do better.
Yes.
I'm.
This segment
while we're on, the line,
Miss Diamond D. Yeah. Diamond D show coming up. That's what I'm saying. I'm announcing it. It's coming. It's coming back. Yeah, I'm announcing. That's right. I'm surprised.
Surprise me.
Yeah, no, that's coming. Yeah, that's right. We gonna make some move, make these things happen. So
the Diamond D show was and is very popular. Very popular show. One of the oldest internet shows, actually. And you know, with the blogs and everything, you know, the interviews and online. It is definitely, I've been doing this for some time, and I definitely, my roots are always going to be the Diamond D show. So if it's coming back, let's bring it back. I'm on board. I am definitely
on board. We're going to bring it back. I mean, we've been play pimping around this. So, you know, you always talking about we got to do better. So I said, you know what? You know, what other better way to introduce this segment from where it came from than Diamond D Show? So the segment is brought to you by the Diamond D Show. I thought, you know, sometimes God talks to us, and I was like, you know what? God says, say it. She's not going to expect it. Just do it. Sometimes, fellas.
No, you see, I'm at a loss for words right now. Like, ooh.
You have to. You know
but you know what? I'm that kind of person. I need that. I need for people to just put it in front of me and say, do it. And I've got to do better myself in that aspect as to be confident in myself and step out on faith think as highly of myself as others think of me. As confident as I may seem, oftentimes I am. I'm like, oh, I don't know. There's always a slight emphasis on slight sense of insecurity, and that's because I'm human.
Who, you?
I'm not superhuman. Contrary to what some may believe, I'm definitely not superhuman. But, you know, I believe that if others are believing in you, don't let them down. And so if with that being said, if the Diamond D show returns, if that's what you're stating, and it is coming back, and it's going to come back so hard. And so powerful. Diamond D Show started in a studio with Charles McDougal, moved to a living room, a bedroom. I mean, Diamond D has been everywhere. So you can put me in any type of environment, and I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to give you the best. You know, I'm going to give you the best that I've got. So look out for it. So that was a nice surprise, Mr. Nass. But
I believe in a product. I believe in a product. Mm-hmm. That's why. It's time.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe in the product. You've been talking about it, and people's asked you to before to kind of let's do this show. But you know what? It was meant to come back. And on God, don't make the mistakes. And we here.
Correct.
We here. So
yeah.
That's part of the announcement. And I knew it was time to do it. I said I'm motivated. You got me motivated. You know.
You sounded good on that mic too. You sounded all loud.
I know. I mean, check 1-2. Grab the mic. I mean, I worked out before I got on the set. I mean, I had a good workout, and that's another thing too that I'm gonna do. For those listening, Diamond D. You know, we live once in life, and sometimes people want to know about who you are and your journey. And being that, I guess, they consider me a public figure, and I'm in an entertainment industry, and we have a platform, sometimes you have to use what you have in order to convey and have a better, stronger message. You know, salute to Byron Allen and what he's – I haven't read the case, but we'll talk about that in another time.
Yeah,
but he's motivated along with yourself. And I'm gonna when I'm you'll see me on social media. I'm gonna show my workouts. I'm gonna show you. You're gonna walk with me. You're gonna talk with me. You're gonna be time to see me working out. You can see me talking about, you know, wines or cigars. But I'm gonna talk about health, mental health. We're gonna be doing a lot of things here on Unconcealed Talk Show. And you know, it brought us to be a legacy. You know, Diamond just got me motivated. She got me ready to run through a wall. Damn, good job.
Now that's just not smart. But I'm
well,
glad.
You know what I'm saying.
Like, don't do that. The Unconcealed Show.
Oh damn!
Wrap this up, Diamond D. But before
Oh, man.
We,
so what's our topic? I mean, we've been having fun tonight. I feel the energy.
We're not going
yet.
I want to talk. No, I know, you know, I'm always off course, but I'm going to make sure we stay on track as far as time. But the mother that beat her son, I just put it on our page, and I'm only going to speak briefly to it. I have to say this. I have to. We've got to do better. This mother went to her son's school. I still don't know what he did, but she stormed into the lunchroom with her girlfriend following her with a video camera and two teachers. She grabbed her son and she brought him outside. And she treated him like he was a puppy that had eaten all her shoes, like her Louis Vuitton shoes. She swung him around. His head went up against the school wall. The teachers just stood there, and her girlfriend, her friend, videotaped it. Every single one of those adults need to be arrested, and we've got to do better. I feel like this mother beat this child so badly, not because of whatever misbehavior he had at school.
Mm-hmm.
He's nine. Little boys act up. She got a problem with his father. I could be wrong, but I'm probably right. She got a problem with his father.
Mm-hmm.
She got a problem with her personal life, and she took all of her frustrations out on this child. Now, when he grows up and he starts beating the hell out of people, he goes to jail, it is her fault. We've got to do better. Beatings and the way she beat him, that black people, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with spanking, but beatings like that, that came from slavery. That came from the slave master whooping the slaves because we did not listen. That is not the only way to discipline. And the fact that she could beat that little boy for doing something in school, it wasn't a fight. I could tell you things that it was not. I don't know exactly what it was. But he didn't fight anybody. He didn't physically harm anybody. He didn't steal anything. She just didn't want the teachers calling her one more time. And she took every ounce of frustration that she felt from her man, her job, and whatever else was going on in her personal life out on that nine-year-old. We got to do better. She need her ass beat. She need to step to Daquisha. Don't go beating your son. You need to step to Daquisha. Honestly, if you mad at his daddy, I don't care. Go step to him. Take it up with him. But she beat that little boy like she didn't like him. I didn't like that. And I did put the video on the Unconcealed Talk Show page. Go and check it out. Give us your feedback. Tell us what you feel about it. How do you feel about, because it wasn't a spanking. It was, she beat his ass. That's what she did, and that's the title of the video.
Yeah.
Tell us on our page how you feel about the discipline actions that this mother took. My suggestion to any parent or grandparent, if you're that frustrated, don't even go to the school. Wait till you calm down. Do something. But she needs to be in jail. She needs to be in jail. It was like a Popeye's chicken fight the way she beat his ass.
See, did you say Popeye? We're not talking about that this
like
week. We're not talking about some damn Popeye chicken again.
We're not
doing that shit again.
That's what it looks like. It looks like he stole her fucking chicken sandwich. Like, seriously. All right,
okay.
So you know I get passionate
on
about stuff,
note.
So I'm sorry.
No, okay. No doubt. On a brighter note.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently the NFL.
Yep.
Not for long, league. they have agreed to give an open tryout with all NFL teams invited for the one and only Mr. Colin Kaepernick. Salute to that. Not saying he's not deserving of it. Despite he has a big-ass check that he received from the settlement that, of course, he had a disclosure he couldn't talk about. But, again, people threw a lot of shade on Jay-Z for linking up with the NFL. However, people don't understand that that man's
a
businessman.
Yeah.
Right. See, you know, those listening, I mean, especially our hotheads, you know, those, you know, I call it the street PhD jokers, thinking every goddamn thing. Let me tell you something. It was part of the plan. It's part of the plan because, you know, you can't go in there first with the, I call it the Black Panther mentality. You know, I'm not talking about the damn superhero, damn it. You know, those who understand Black Panther, you know, you can't go in there with that. You got to kind of go in there with that Brian Gumbel thing. You know, the Trojan horse. For those, you know, yeah, Brian Gumbel. be the undercover brother. But you have to go in there with a different approach because they expect people of, let me not say people of color, let me just keep it 100. They expect black people to be aggressive, angry, pissed off, mad, and that's how they treat us. We're labeled like that. So what Jay-Z did was, Jay-Z said, you know what? I'm going to throw this tie on, I'm going to throw this argyle, sweater on, whatever the fuck I got to do. I'm going to let them, I'm going to dance the dance to get in there.
Correct.
You know, and that's what he did. He first established the table. He already has his own table. We talked about it last week. He established himself already as a man. Cause let me tell you something. He could not get to that point if he didn't establish himself outside of just the street rap and in the hood.
Correct.
He had to establish himself as a businessman. He had to be respected. So it was part of his plan. And then he may have had this plan a long time ago. People don't understand that. When you see somebody, oh, how he pull? No, he didn't pull this off. This was all part of the branding and plan. Let me tell you something. It's your brand that eventually gets you in that door with that handshake. And if your brand can get that handshake to get you in there, the business on the other end could be fucking phenomenal.
Correct.
But you have to look at your brand. How you gonna do business with the big dogs if you can't take care of your own goddamn brand? Because they're not going to respect you. But he pulled it off, and I salute him.
Yeah. And so all 32 teams have been invited to attend, all right, and video the workout. So far, this afternoon there was 3, but I'm checking now. So now there's 5 as of an hour ago that are actually going to go and check them out. Chicago Bears, Cincinnati Bengals, New England Patriots, Carolina Panthers.
Interesting.
The Dallas Cowboys are even to check them out. That's
very
interesting.
Oh.
Yep. So hopefully
well, first
more
of all, I'm
teams
surprised
will check
like
them
Patriots.
Out.
But if
I'm
anybody, I'm
going to
post it again. Well, you know what? I'm still cracking up over the meme. They're killing Dak Prescott with that little training thing when he's doing the twist of the hips. But that's another story. You got, I'm going to post that shit. That's hilarious. You know, I mean, they're killing him. But anyway, it's a great move. It's a great move. Even though he's probably going to be the highest paid coming in backup quarterback, because my understanding, a couple of means, he got hit off lovely in the settlement. Hit off lovely.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
And he still, now keep in mind, he still hasn't been with Nike. He's never been with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Damn.
But so do you think it was just Jay-Z, or do you think some of the pressure from the boycotts and, you know, the constant negative publicity...
Jay-Z played a major part in that. Because you know what? The NFL owners don't give a damn about the other boycott stuff. Because they're still making their money. They're making millions and billions of dollars. It's a, it's a multi-billion dollar business. They can care less what anybody thinks.
If I watch
thinks.
Or not, right?
It's like, you know, we don't give a damn. What's happening? We're making this money. Because they're selling some of these seats for PSLs, personal seating licenses. You got to buy that in order to even own the seat. And then on top of that, then you got to buy the tickets. So the money is through the roofs. Yeah, that's a whole other show. Yeah, especially the Giants and Jets. You gotta buy a personal seating license in order to buy the seat.
What?
And that we're talking about thousands of dollars. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What? Okay, that's another show. You're going to have to educate me sometime before Super Bowl because I'm not understanding. So I can't just go buy a ticket? I'm confused.
Unless the person that owns that seat sells you the ticket.
What?
Yes. People own
it's
those
always
seats.
Been this way?
Well, it's been like that since the new stadium has got put up in New Jersey. But, yeah, it's always been like that.
So then there's no regulated amount?
You know, and a lot of teams are like that in throughout the NFL. A lot of teams are like that. Only exception, I think, it's the Green Bay Packers, and I think it's like 3 other teams. But they make it where you can buy the ticket. But it's kind of an ownership thing. It's very deep, but the money is through the ceiling.
I had no idea.
Real talk.
I had absolutely no idea. I'm going to make sure that I'm better informed about our sports. All I know is highlights. I used to be such an NFL fan, but I was a Jets fan. And Jets continue to ask, and I'm tired of being disappointed.
I don't got nothing to say about that. Them Giants, they beat my Giants, even though, you know what, we're about to get into sports, that's another thing, but that's for our other guys over the Unopinionated Bench Warmers. Shout out to them out of Louisiana. They're also part of the network. Oh, I can't forget a special shout out to Rebirth Radio for holding us down. Our sister company business, they promote us. They big shout to them, Simone and Louisiana.
Yes,
all of them. They're like, you forgot to give me a damn shout out. I got you. We got you. We love you all, and we appreciate all your support. And iHeartRadio, of course, for holding us down.
Of course. Mama made it. Mama made it. iHeartRadio has a podcast award. So what I'm hoping is that we can be contenders for the top podcast next year. Yes. Well, for 2021, because right now they're ready to vote for the 2020. So I'm hoping with our listeners' support that we can be contenders for 2021 top podcast. So that means although we have our 9-to-5s, we're going to have to really dedicate a lot of time to promoting ourselves. We both are very busy people, but we need to recognize what we have. And if we don't believe in us and we don't just start plastering ourselves all over the place, why would anybody else believe in us? You know what I mean? So that's our goal, just to promote ourselves more. And we're going to ask. I ain't too proud to beg. I am the Lou Rawls of the organization, you know. We just need to
have our call.
Did you say
Lou Rawls?
Yeah.
You said
Lou Rawls. United Negro College Fund. I am the.
You know what?
I can't. No.
You
don't remember the United
Negro College Fund? Okay.
I am the United Unconcealed Talk Show Promotion Fund. I am up there, and we are not asking for anything financially. We're just asking for you to tell your friends about us, to hit share when you see the post, to like the Unconcealed Talk Show page, Shadow World Radio, and Diamond D Show. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome.
I am the beggar.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, it's all about promoting ourselves, and we need your support to do that. We don't need anything financially. If you want to make a financial contribution, don't wait a minute. We're not going to turn it down. However, first and foremost, we just need you to hit share. But we do not object to financial donations as well.
No doubt. Let's get ready to bring our next segue in. So let's do this here.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nass and Diamond D.
We are back. Once again, for those just tuning in, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show, yours truly. And, of course, we are with the lovely, one and only, Miss Diamond D. And tonight's topic, it's her six figures versus his five figures. Who's the head of the household? Damn it, let's talk about it. Diamond, ladies first, because I got something to say, damn it.
So I want to talk about it. I feel like a man. I'm a little bit traditional. Don't go off on me, ladies. Don't go off. I feel like a man should be the head of the household no matter what he makes. Okay? Emphasis on the should be.
I don't know.
Emphasis on the should be. Did you just wait a minute? Emphasis on the should be, because you have a lot of men out here that don't know that the head of the household is not a dictatorship, okay? So it's not a dictatorship. It's still a partnership, but I still need you to take a lead. I still need for you to make thoughtful, well thought out decisions. I need for you to have a thought process, a plan. I need for you to be the protector. So being the head of the household is not just about the money. But a lot of men get an attitude. They cop an attitude when their women make more money. But the funny thing is, more than 40% of women make more money than men. 40% of women are now the breadwinners for their family, plus the number of women staying at home full-time has decreased, partially because millennials, workers have a lower gender pay gap than other generations. So all of the equal rights, all of that movement is coming to fruition. Data from the pay review research found that women between 25 and 40 years old earn 90 cents to every dollar that their male counterparts earn, a smaller gap than the 17% women experience on an average. So basically, there's lesser of a pay gap in today's society. Women have degrees. Women are better educated. Women are go-getters. And today, I can only speak to what I know. I want to talk a little bit about our black men, okay, and their egos. So, Mr. Nas, two reasons.
Yes.
It says men care. They care. You may beg to differ because you usually don't agree with me, and that's okay. But one reason why they care is because people are still frequently judged by the amount of money that they make. When the man makes less money, they start to feel worse about themselves, and their self-worth plummets, and then this reflects in a relationship. And the second reason is that social customs for eons have said that men have to be the breadwinner and women should be home raising the kids. If you grew up with that mentality, it's hard to come to grips with your partner earning more than you think. Do you agree? I'm just a woman.
You know what?
Here.
I'm going to agree because there's actually quite a few men who feel that way. But there's also, I mean, I can agree and disagree with the comments. I'm going to tell you why. Because you do have a lot of men out here who was maybe raised with that thought pattern. And and they was trained and groomed to think that way. The man's got to be the breadmaker, you know, the breadwinner. And they got to be the head of the household. But I love the fact how you said it's a difference between being the head of the household and a dictator. It's a difference. And times has changed. Now, granted, listen, I love a sugar mama. Listen, you making the money? No argument here. No problem. What you want me to cook tonight? Yeah, I got you. No problem.
No.
Yes, dear. There's a time and place. I'm just saying it's a time and place. You know, if my woman's making the most money and we have the kids, obviously, if she has to make more, if she has to do more at the job to sort of, you know, keep our lifestyle and I do my part, you know, that doesn't take away from me being the man of the house. Because I think that's the difference. You know, maybe I'm looking at it from that perspective. All right, head of the house financially, but become the head of my house, you know, the protector and taking care of my family. That's never going to change. You know, a dollar sign is going to change me being a man of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I look at it. Now, however, it's still a case. Now, if men have egos and he's tripping his woman or his wife or his girlfriend or paramour, whatever the hell you want to call your spouse. If she, if you're tripping over that, then he got some issues to deal with. And are we really married to that term, head of the house? Is that really, does that money, maybe that's the question here. Does money make you the head of the house? Well, for tax purposes,
it plays a part. It does. If you go back to biblical times, yeah. Money plays a big part of it. But you know, the man is supposed to, traditionally, he's supposed to be the breadwinner. But if he's not the breadwinner, what is he doing to compensate for his shortcomings? What is he doing to compensate?
If the man is not making that, if he's not making that dollar amount, is that really a shortcoming? Or maybe that's just what he can. Maybe for whatever reason, that's the job he gets. Because for whatever reason or not, there's a lot of women of color, black women, being promoted before the man, the black man.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening all over the place because they feel the black man is a threat. And you maybe have I've seen it on my level professionally. I've seen a lot of powerful women in place. I've seen qualified men being overlooked because they want, you know, I don't want to get in trouble when I say this, but I'm going to say we are in a society of the Me Too movement. It's a lot of women empowerment and women are making money. And I am so proud of the women that's doing it, is making it happen. And there's a lot of men falling short on that. And I may say falling short or maybe not given the opportunities. And it's hard for a man, a black man, when you have those challenges, you want to do better. You want to get better. And just for whatever reasons, you're not getting that break or you're not giving the water that opportunity. And then you have some women that makes these money. I don't need no man. You emasculated that man. That man's feeling like shit right now. He's feeling like shit right now. He's feeling like, you know, damn, you know, I'm doing my best here. You know, I'm busting my ass. You know, she's making more money. I mean, trust me, in the back of every real man, he's going to say, you know, damn, she's making this bread. Let me bring something to the table. Let me do something. Let me take care of the kids. Let me make sure everything is done. Let me do everything else. So that man is going to spend his, in order to maintain a lifestyle, to keep her happy. Maybe she wants a certain lifestyle. She's making the six figures. You know, he said, you know, I got to work extra hard, or maybe extra jobs, multiple jobs,
right.
wink, wink, to compensate so he doesn't feel less than. So he can at least be in the race. You know what I'm saying? But she's not understanding and knowing that, you know what, damn. You know, okay, everything's going good. It's like that. He's trying his ass off to make sure she's happy because he's trying to maintain a certain lifestyle for her.
Okay. So I want to get to, I'm going to take it biblically, all right? One of the primary roles of a husband in the Bible is to lead. Leadership simply means influence. Therefore, a biblically based husband should influence his family. Husbands are not dictators. They should not demand. They should not rule over their wives. Instead, husbands should influence their wives and family in accordance with biblical teachings. The role of the husband in the Bible is a provider and protector. The role of the husband in the Bible starts with leadership, again, the head, but encompasses provisions and protection. A husband will never influence his wife if he does not care for her. He can demand, and she may follow as a result, but he will never truly have her heart unless he provides for her needs. Okay, I'm back to providing again. Role of the husband in the Bible is to be a companion. And then that also goes back into leading. You know, you're going to be the leader in that relationship and show love, respect, and support. So, and also provide. I want to go back up here to this. I'm reading. I'm sorry. I'm getting really into this. Y'all know I get
passionate. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right because I love the topic.
If you can't provide financially, and then so now we're worried. We're both worried about finances all of the time. Okay. Your mind, you just said he's stressed out. I was listening to everything you were saying. He's stressed. He got a lot going on because he's not providing financially. He's stressed about that. Then how can he lead? How can he be a positive influence if he's not able to focus on that because he's so worried about the money?
Well, that's part of the relationship aspect of it, and this is where the relationship, the maturity of the relationship kicks in, whereas you have that adult conversation, you have that couple's conversation about, okay, financially, where are we at? Because you have some women that make that money, but then he says, you know what, you know, he's bringing his stuff to the table, she's bringing hers to the table. Listen, I need you to do this. We're working as a team. I understand you don't make this, but I need you to do this. Or he's saying, look, sweetie, I got this. I'll take care of this. I mean, it has to be that conversation. There has to be that honest financial conversation. One of the top breakups in any relationship is financial.
Because they don't want to talk.
They don't want to talk finances. And when you don't talk finances and have an understanding, a man has to be secure enough in his spot, and a woman has to not, you know, dog him out. You know, if she understands, okay, listen, he's not making the money that I make, all right, but he is bringing this finances to the table. He's taking care of this bill. He's protecting me. He's covering all the other stuff. I just make a little bit more money in him, whatever, but he's handling it. But y'all have had that conversation. But she's not going to beat him down for maybe him not making that type of dollars. But that has to be that relationship conversation about finances, because he has to understand and respect her position. If she's making those six figures, he got to respect that. He can't get on his fucking feelings because she's making that, and he can't start tripping, you know, saying, "Well, you're just doing it because you make more." No. Listen.
But a lot of men do that.
You're right.
Let me ask you another question. We're making it really, really, really complicated. We start dating. Okay, this is date, first date. And we've already talked about finances, right? Let's keep it real. We may not have said specifically how much we make, but you can tell by the way a person lives. She might drive a better car, et cetera, okay? So let's say he works at a restaurant, whatever. Who pays for the dinner?
Well, the man should pay for it no matter what, whatever she makes. It doesn't even matter. A real man. I'm just talking about real men. And that goes, I don't give a damn. You just met her. You're talking about money. Men pay for that meal. You haven't even established a relationship with this woman. Even in the earliest stage, pay for the meal. Unless it's your birthday,
okay.
She want to take you out. Don't you volunteer her part wallet. Don't do that. That's
mm-hmm.
the quickest argument you'll get in the planet.
You
get so much shit. We have a caller.
Okay.
So, do you want to take our caller?
Absolutely.
I guess we should. Well,
mm-hmm.
I know this caller personally. She's a friend. She's been around for a very long time, but she's always handling her business. Very, very, very professional woman. Very professional woman. No hold bar at that time. I think we got an echo there. Well, I'm going to introduce her. Sig, are we online?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah, you must have your speakerphone on, damn it. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is
one of your signature chats. I know how you get down.
Hey.
This first time you guys actually had a chance to talk, so let me introduce you properly. This is Signature Black. This is the lovely Miss Diamond D, the co-host of the show, the Uncle Talk Show. What's up?
Thanks. Hello. Thanks for calling in. Nice to virtually meet you. How are you?
Exactly. I'm fine. I'm sorry I didn't meet you sooner, but right when everything was getting started, I got sick and was out of the country, and a whole bunch of stuff went wrong.
I hope that you're feeling better. Okay.
I am. And
okay.
So I had to listen because, you know, Nas know how I am about who he co-hosts with. Because I'll tell
uh-huh.
you in a minute. No,
yes.
That's not going to work.
text messages going off during the show. Just stop the show. Cut. Hang up. I hear
no,
you.
That's,
oh,
you know,
Lord
that,
have mercy. Lord have mercy.
I don't know where you get that trick from, but no. You guys have a really, really good rapport, and I'm really, really enjoying it. And I'm sorry that I've been gone for a few months and everything that's gone on. But you made a comment about people going, fuck them all and feed them beans if they don't like you.
I love it. I love it. Fuck them.
I spend my day in meetings, and I tell people, I know you don't fucking like me. I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to still sleep tonight. You're going to have some feelings
right.
about it because now you're worried.
Mm-hmm.
But
so mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if people like you. What matters is if you like you and you and God had that conversation, because anything that's wrong or should be corrected, that's going to come from him. People will always say, God don't like ugly, bitch, God know me.
Right. I hear you,
and I
appreciate
ugly.
What you're saying. I receive it.
Yeah, it's just that it's not that God don't, just because you don't agree with me, you don't like me, you got a problem with me. That's you. That's what you carry around. Me and God had a relationship since I was a baby because I didn't know how to act as a kid. I was bad as hell. We
mm-hmm,
good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. A little bit of Diocletia.
Yes. No, but I really enjoyed
so you guys' report.
What
do you think about the topic, Max? What do you think about the topic? You're a professional woman. That laugh sounds evil. I don't know.
I love it. I was gonna say that's the evil laugh. Get your so what she's about to say is get your broke ass out of here.
No, I'm not. No, I am.
No,
I shocked the hell out of people because people would go, oh my God, I feel sorry for you. Your wife is mean as hell. He goes, she doesn't treat me the way she treats you, and I don't. Because
okay.
if I have to treat him the way I treat people I deal with every day, I don't fucking need him. I
all
make
right.
decisions all day long. When I get home, I don't give a fuck who make the money. I don't want to make any decisions. Nigga, you head of the household, handle your
thank
business,
you.
And you can get along. And
right, and that's what I
meant by that. I
yep.
am just a true
proper have a thought process. That's what I have a thought process. It's more than advice. Now, I don't want you to be a total broke ass. I had a total broke ass, and that didn't work out too well. But the bad thing was he didn't have a solid thought process, right? He had half the thoughts. But if you got a plan, You have a plan and a well thought out plan. You got some common sense in there, leadership skills, because even in corporate America, all of your leaders, you got people working on that overtime. They're making more money. They're making more money than some of the leaders. They really are, believe it or not. But these people, the leaders they've got the plan. They got the thought process. But I'm not, as a woman, I'm not going to let you just lead me down any old aisle either, you know.
That's the problem. See, people get in relationships, and they settle for, and they lower their standards because you get tired of sleeping alone sometimes.
Yes.
But don't lower your standards. Whatever your standards are, I'm not about to make checklists. I don't make checklists, because if I make a checklist, I probably eliminate the best thing that could ever happen to me. So it's about we meet. Okay, can you meet my mind? Because you can't get past anything if you can't meet my mind, because I'm going to look at you like, okay, you good for a good fucking, that's it, bye. But no, so find somebody on my level who meets me on my level. And at the same time, because I am who I am and I can be a real asshole, I need somebody that can tell me no. And believe me, I hear no so damn much. And so know with a purpose and a reason, instead of go, okay, baby, if that's what you want, because my mind
is going to walk all over them.
Yeah, that's why I had to get rid of my first husband. I was like, oh, my God, I got to answer for this on Judgment Day. Nigga, you got to go. Because I'm about to treat you like shit. So it's the fact that it doesn't matter who makes the most money. And we had that conversation because I definitely make more money than he does. And so it's not about who makes the more money, because when we're together, it's us. It's about us. And it's not mine. This is mine. This is whatever. Because people laugh because I wanted a new truck. This is so funny to me. And I called. I said, babe, I want this new truck. I want the new F-150. He said, you don't drive the three cars you have. So, no, you're not getting a new truck.
Like,
and
damn.
I was telling him why. Like, I'm gonna drive 4 days a week. And he goes, you don't drive anywhere. You have chauffeurs and freaking Uber. So, and all I could do was laugh. And this guy was like, can't you buy your own truck? Isn't it your money? I said, no, baby, get out of my life. That's not how we live. That's not what it's about.
It's
about
a partnership
we have for one another. And so, at the same time, he's always going to say, so I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. Yeah, we both have our expensive hobbies, but I'm not going to disrespect him. I've never cussed him out. I will not argue with him, and I'm not going to disagree with him in public. That'd be a conversation we have in private. Don't argue in a relationship, so I'm not doing none of that shit. If I got to argue with you and cuss you out, you are less than a man. I don't need you.
Right.
So it's okay that the woman makes more than a man, but she's got to understand, and women gon', and I don't give a fuck, hate that I'm getting ready to say this, women need to know their place. When it comes to the home, know your place. You cannot emasculate a man and then run around talking, ain't no good black man. You emasculate every last one of them.
You beat him down verbally. Correct.
Black
like your
men
attitude
are
is
born.
Core.
Yeah,
and,
black men are born loving women in their life.
We don't want to. I ain't submitting to no man. No, I'm a submit.
Yeah.
I have zero problem submitting to a man that deserves it. I've even tried submitting to men that didn't deserve it, because I want a man to know his role. I want a man to stand his role, and that doesn't mean to control me. That means to partner with me, you know. But I've been in a relationship where someone was completely intimidated by me. They're like, you don't know shit. You don't know nothing but that damn corporate America. All right, but corporate America's paying these bills, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't insult me. But that was because he was not living up to his potential. And a lot of it, we're talking to the women, how you treat the men. But men, if you know it's a problem for you, don't deal with that woman. Go out and find you a woman that does not make more than you, that does not hold these responsibilities outside of the home. But we also, boss ladies, have to remember, we are boss 9-to-5. Leave that at the front door when you come in. I'm glad to leave all of that leadership shit at work. I'm glad to be able to come home and let him take lead. But I know that he's not that light that's coming down the tracks. It's not a train. You know, they say be careful. Be careful letting somebody else lead you. I know that he's got me, my man now. But I've been in a relationship where I made a significantly amount more, 100%, because he didn't have any income. But that's another story.
But I have a question for both of you guys as a man. Now, I heard both of you guys reference God and, you know, is that important in today's I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's, is it the age? Is it important to have that, I guess, faith or spiritual when, you know, putting a man forward? I mean, is that important? Is it just faith or spirituality, or is it just they need to understand this way it should be? I mean, help me out here, ladies. I'm gonna send it to Sig and then Diamond.
Okay.
In today's society, because so many people have gotten away from the church, because let's face it, the church done fell the hell apart, and they decide to be spiritual. The thing is, people are, and I tell women all the time, you're out there shopping for a man. You can't shop for a man like you shop for a pair of shoes. When the right man is for you, he will appear in your life. But you got to be able to recognize that that's the right man and quit trying to chase somebody else's man or whatever else you're doing. You can't do that. So when you meet someone and it feels like home, you're comfortable, and it literally feels like home when you're with that person, then that's the person you should be with. And that person is going to be equally yoked to you, and they're going to be on your level. So for the age, for me, I was raised by a Proverbs 21 to be a 31, to be a Proverbs 31. Part of the problem is we let, and everybody keeps saying, who broke generation? It was our generation. I'm Generation X. We broke it because we stopped when it came to our kids. We stopped doing the things that we were taught because we wanted to give them more freedom. And then they started having kids at a young age. And then people, because the grandmother should not be 45 with the daughter 30 and the granddaughter 15. But that's what we have going on because nobody's teaching anybody anything anymore. Mm-hmm. They're coming at people, not to people. So it's going to really depend, and when you talk to the millennials and you talk to Generation Z, what they're looking for in relationship is nothing like what I would be looking for in relationship. And they have so many, because he's that. You have got to take the time out, and I tell young people this all the time. You have to get to know people before you start spreading your legs for them so you can find out. Because just because you have sex with me and it feels good does not mean you love me. Does not mean you have my best interest at heart. Does not mean you are the person for me. You just a good lay for now. So I can say yes.
Okay. Diane, so, what is your thoughts on that?
So I do. I as much as people, I'm always preaching the alpha woman, and people confuse the alpha woman with the I don't need no man. That's not it. That alpha woman can also be that Proverbs 31 woman. I like to have a man that I can submit to. However, I need to know that you're giving me, that you are a leader that I can submit to you. I really don't care how much money you make as long as you're doing the right thing with what you have. Now, I'm going to tell you this as well. I've done my share of charity dating. I'm not doing that anymore. So that's why I even minimize it so much as to can he pay for dinner? There are certain qualities that I'm looking for. Can you treat me the way I want to be treated? I want to be respected. I want to be able to look up to you. I want to be able to be proud when I'm with you. And all of that other stuff. And let's keep it real. No apologies. The sex at this age, the sex matters. You know, I'm heading on the other end of the race here. The sex matters. The physical attraction matters. But before that, I need to have that bond with you, that attraction outside of physical. We need to have a psychological connection. And also, men are always saying, and you laugh at me, Naz, men are fragile. You're fragile creatures.
Yeah, we are at times. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I say it in jest, but it's a real thing. Men are fragile. So sometimes, ladies, you have got to do exactly what our guest caller said. She could have gone out and bought that F-150. She didn't have to ask her man anything because she had it. But she showed him enough respect to ask. It's a partnership. Go out and just go ahead and buy whatever you want because you make the most money. You totally ignore any of his reasonings or, you know, his opinions, I'm going to say. You're going to make it lose its sense of purpose. What does she need me for? What am I here for? And then the cleanup woman is sitting over there. Come on over here, baby. I'm going to make you feel like a real man. Men are fast.
Now he got to buy her a happy meal.
Say it again.
All he got to buy her is a Happy Meal.
A Happy Meal, that's it. A Happy Meal. Yeah.
I'm about to say, don't nobody come out on damn Popeye's chicken sandwich again. Don't send damn
Popeye's chicken sandwich. Oh my God, that's the dumbest shit ever.
I still haven't had it. I refuse. I'm almost ready to boycott the whole fucking Popeye's chain in general. But that's another story.
That's another story. But no, baby, just from a man's perspective, and then I love the fact, you know, when you, fellas, when you have a woman, like these two women just said, about being bonded and equally yoked, if she's that type of woman who's not throwing that shit in your face and she's not just breaking you down as a man, I make money, first of all, you're going to find out from the door. You're going to find out from the door what type of woman you're going to, you know, you're going to get with. If that's her opening comments and statements, you 9 times out of 10, she's not going to even be with you. Or you're not going to make it, you know, and that's going to be most of your relationship. But if she's accepting of you, you know, because she chose to, she don't have to, but she says, you know what, I'm bonded with you. And as Sig said, I'm yoked with you. You know, as Diamond said, I'm, you know, we're bonded, we're connected. If she does that and she's accepting of you and understands your finances not where hers is, I mean, not be nowhere near, but she still accepts you, you must, fellas, must respect. And as the Temptation said in the song, treat her like a lady. You better show her the world. I'm talking about you better do everything in your damn power to show and treat her like the queen she deserves to be. Because if she's saying, you know what, I got you. And as Sig said, listen, you know, it's ours. If she's going to bring you into that world, if she's going to bring you into that world, and fellas, if you have a woman who's saying, you know what, this is mine, I got you, this is us, then you better, damn it, you better do everything in your power to make sure you treat her the most special woman. Yeah, I don't give a damn. Her breath stinking, she want to tongue you in the morning, you better tongue her. Whatever you need to do. You better handle that business. Mm-hmm. And if she's saying the sex got to be right, I don't give a damn. You got to get that blue pill, whatever you have to do to please her. Do whatever it takes to please her. But the utmost thing, fellas, is to respect of the woman. You respect her and her position because she doesn't have to. Because 9 times out of 10, she could probably get somebody way better. Not saying you're not better, but she's chosen you and you guys are bonded. You got to respect that, fellas. So don't be in your egos and tripping, you know, when things get a little heated. You don't trip. Understand, say, you know, baby, you're right, I got you. And also, does not mean you can't stop working to get and do and become better financially.
Right. But the thing is also, just because, you know, you mentioned treating her like the world, and I'm just going to speak for myself. Certain things I don't need you to do. I am so into gender responsibilities. We talk about it damn near every week. You know, there's certain things that I feel like as a man you should do. Don't expect me to come out and shovel. I'm not helping. I'm really not.
Well,
we already know.
You want to talk about that damn garbage again?
I'm going, thank you, take out the garbage. there's just certain things. And then handle your role in the bedroom. I can be aggressive and all that, but take the lead somewhere. I'm back on leadership. Don't be such a wuss, like, oh, she make the money, then expecting me to take the lead everywhere. Know where you can still be the leader. You might not have it financially, but that doesn't mean then you just pay the cable bill. You just pay for Netflix, right? You don't have that much, but you just want to pay for Netflix. No, you got to pay. Yeah, you have to show initiative. You've got to show initiative. I mean, you have to do things to make her want to respect you. It's very easy, especially in today's society, for a woman to be like, you know what, I don't need no man. I need a man. I may not need him financially, but I need a man. Mama said it. They wrote a song about it. I could do bad all by myself, right? With that, a lot of black girls, that's how we were raised. We heard our moms and our aunts and our grandma saying that shit. I could do bad all by myself. What are you going to bring his broke ass in here for? He can do other things, you know, but you got to do more than pay for Netflix. So even if she's got it, don't just sit back and lamb like, well, she got it. I don't have to do anything. You know, she going to take care of it. Now, you have to maybe split the bills according to what your income is, you know, but show some initiative. Definitely show some initiative.
I agree. That part we definitely agree on. Now, fellas, you know, like Diamond said, you know, it does not mean you put it all on her. Just she has it, oh, you got it, you take care of it. Because I've heard war stories, I mean, ridiculous war stories of how women are paying another man's child support. First of all, fellas, that woman did not make that baby for you. Now, if she's going to help you, you can get off, you know, whatever, in between jobs. Yeah, here and there, that's temporary fix. I've heard scenarios and seen scenarios where, you know, a man may have lost a job or got into a situation and you need to pay child support, you know, and the stepmom or the girl from the paramour bonded with the kid, but she want to make sure the kid has. So, and want to make sure that her man is good. That's a temporary fix, but that's not her responsibility, fellas. If a woman helps you, that's fine, but it's still your responsibility to do what you have to do for yourself as the man, because that's part of being a leader in a relationship. That's part of it. Because let me tell you something, fellas, she's looking at your actions, not just in the relationship. She's looking at what you're doing outside of the relationship, how you're carrying, you know, the representation that you're doing that could potentially come back to her. So, of course, you know, she's not going to have you do something and fuck up her brand, her job, her money, her home, you know. But she's built up. So, you know, fellas, you keep that in mind. Because if you're with a woman who's making the six figures and she's about that business, she's handling her business, she's on top, you got a hell of a woman. You know what I'm saying? So don't embarrass her with your dumb shit. Don't embarrass her when you're out here. Do not.
Yeah.
I'm so done and I'm so tired, and I see men make excuses for ill behavior. I don't know why she tripping. Whoa, hold up, brother. Let me tell you something. This woman worked hard to get that house. This woman worked hard to have her car. She worked hard to get her position and have her business. She's helped you get on your feet. So you're going to embarrass her and act like a fool? You're going to curse her out, or you're going to carry yourself like, you know, hang out with the wrong crowd, you know, and potentially bring drama to her? Or better, or even the worst shit right here, you have a good woman that's doing right by you, financially and emotionally and supportive. But she's not woman enough for you, so you won't go out here and act like an idiot and start creeping around on her. Man, you're a goddamn fool. And I'm telling you, fellas,
Most times when men cheat, if they have a woman that's doing well, that's making substantially more. Now, I'm not gonna say most, but from the times that I've seen it, that is the man that is insecure within himself, and what he goes in, and the person that he cheats with is the polar opposite of that woman that he has at home. He goes and he cheats with the broke bitch. Can I say that?
We can say that.
But because all it takes for her is for her to be satisfied is a happy meal. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any expectations. And we talked about earlier about still submitting to your man, even though you're the breadwinner. But that doesn't mean that you have to let go of your standards. Don't get it confused. I can submit, and I can respect you as a leader who makes less money than me, but I do not have to decrease or lower my standards. So you got to come up. You got to respect her standards. You know, she may be used to going to certain restaurants. That's where she likes to go. Then sometimes you have to make that sacrifice and want to go go to those places. And she probably is going to pay. Once you're in the relationship, first dates, absolutely not. I don't think at this stage in the game women should pay for first dates, ever.
I don't think that the woman should pay for many of the meals unless, like I said, it's a birthday or special occasion. If she chooses, but again, fellas, disaster.
God,
never. Oh, what happened? What? I think a man should pay.
You know what?
I think a man should pay.
You can tell me what that, because you know what, this is me. And before we got married, blew his mind. I was like, hey, do you want to go to a basketball game? I have tickets. We can go to dinner
after.
I invite you. I don't care. I do the inviting, but I'm paying.
But Sig, you volunteered. That's a difference. Now, that's a little different when I say that, because you have men who will volunteer women's wallets before she's made the offer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do
mm-hmm.
that. You know, you never, a man should never volunteer your wallet. Huh?
I'm not ever going to be with a man like that. That's stupid. That's not the person that I need to be with. People need to find people that they need to be with. But the whole thing, now see, that's a whole nother conversation. Who pays
exactly.
for the date?
That's a whole nother
that's
another topic.
Another
exactly.
conversation. Yeah. So
right,
that runs deep. People always look at me like, you pay for dates? If I invite you, hell, if I say let's go to Europe, I'm paying.
Now, that's a difference. Now, again, that now that's not, you know, you have women, you know, these powerful women saying, listen, like you just said, listen, I got these tickets, you know, let's go. All right, that's fine. But now she's, you know, she's initiated that, and that's fine. Now, while you're on that date with that, with this girlfriend, or excuse me, boyfriend or husband or whatever, or just meeting, that man still has to treat you like that queen while you out, period. He has to.
He really does.
So that's a must.
Right. So the thing is, I have a very generous heart. I'm not going to invite Joe Blow to no damn basketball game. I pay for these damn tickets. I'm just not.
You're
going to
fill him out first. You're
going to
see if he's deserving.
I'm not going to. It takes a lot for me to call someone my friend. It takes a lot for me to say I'm in a relationship with someone. So definitely from day one, if I say I will go on a date with you, we good, because that takes a lot for me to say yes to you, because I'm looking at you sideways like, what the hell do you want? And it's not about, for me, it's not about who makes money. Do I enjoy spending time with you? Do you respect me enough for me to be out in public and tell people I'm with you? Because I'm not going to be going with you somewhere or be with you at all if you treat me like crap. Because you want to play the treat like crap game? Because I got a PhD in that. You don't want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
So, no,
but let me ask you
somebody
this.
That I don't respect for.
Now let me ask you this. Now, I'm glad you said that. And Dime, you can help me out on this one. You have a lot of powerful women. I'm gonna say powerful women and very strong women. A lot of time, men are intimidated by such women to even approach them. How does women that's making those six figures, you know, I'm digging this man, but yet, you know, should she be more the aggressor, or is it individually based? Because you have a lot of powerful women, and then you have men who's very intimidated by such women.
You know what? That's what, like, so people, it's funny, because when people talk to me, because I meet a lot of people online and stuff, people talk to me, and then when they get ready to meet me, I never forget I was in a group and we had a meet and greet. I don't know what the hell they expected for me to do, but they were surprised that I own jeans. I said, hell yeah, I wear jeans. I wear jeans and wife beaters and hoodies and Timberlands. What are y'all talking about? Do I wear a suit later when I'm at work? Yes, when I have to, only when I have to. So if you allow somebody else's presence and somebody else's stature because of who they are and what they do intimidate you, it's a couple of things going wrong. Your self-esteem needs a boost. And maybe it's the way she's because I've had a couple of people say, you know, I was really intimidated by you when I first met you. Okay, nigga, we can be friends. We can't never date. You cannot be intimidated by me, motherfucker. I'm 5'2".
Does that mean something?
I mean, we got a problem. I don't.
So you trying to tell me?
Like
trying to tell me? So you trying to tell me that basically, for a woman in such a position, you know, because you know she makes a certain dollar amount, you can kind of weed that out at that stage, you know, earlier, because a man is intimidated. You know, if he doesn't show intimidation, but yet he's still strong enough to approach you, does that play a part? That's what it sounds like.
That plays a big part, because don't nobody want a bitch ass. Because she said it early if he's not confident enough to approach her, she's going to walk all over him in a relationship. All over him. He has got to be able to stand his own.
Yeah, you can't. If you walk to me and you say, I'm intimidated by you, you a damn dumbass. You a dumbass twice, and you going to my PPMF group. Pussy punk motherfucker, that's who you are. And
what
I can't
car?
Deal
Say
with you.
Say it again. Where are they going?
Pussy punk motherfucker.
What's the
you
acronym?
Wait a minute.
The acronym. I need the acronym.
You can get another term. You can get another term. You got another term.
PPMF.
You got to remember this one.
Jesus.
I'm writing it down. I'm on it. I don't remember it, but I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down now.
Okay. So you can't be that person and think you're going to step to me. Me and the mister, we talk about it all the time. I say it's so funny because you get away with shit with me that no one else ever could. He said, I said, how is it feel like you have a he works cybersecurity. So I was like, do you have a damn password for it or something? We were joking. He goes, I listen when you talk. I've listened to you since day one. I know what makes you tick. I understand you. I said, time to get to know you because there was no other way to do that. But it wasn't because I was who I am. It's because that's who he is, which is why we ended up together. Because everybody else, nigga, go next. I can say next so damn fast it'll make your head spin. I don't need a man in my life. I just want one, and I'm glad that I have one.
So, well, but,
and
it's not
about who I am, but I do. I don't present myself like that. I really don't present myself like that. Now, I was coming to surprise you guys when I got sick, because I wanted to meet you guys in person, and then I got sick. So I was like, it's going to be so funny, because they're going to be like, her ass is little.
No, I can't even imagine.
Well, we're going to make it happen. But you know what, ladies, and Diamond, I want to bring it to you, because you guys said something early in the show, and I love the fact we came back to it. As far as the man being the head of the household, and you do need that man. And fellas, I'm taking notes, by the way. Just FYI, y'all should be taking notes too. You know, don't be intimidated, because I'm gonna tell you something now. If you can't handle her at the introduction because you're intimidated, you're not gonna handle the relationship.
That's correct.
You're gonna have problems all the time. And the ladies presented it perfectly, and I was waiting to hear it. But Diamond, I think you guys you nailed it.
So before we go, I want to give some tips to the women for dating the man that makes lesser money. It's all about respect. When it comes to dating a guy who doesn't rake in as much dough as you do, respect him. Okay, consider your lifestyles. So when you're dating a man who isn't quite as successful as you, consider your lifestyles. You may have to do some things differently, you know, some different excursions and fun things. You know, the lifestyles are different. Can he support himself? You know, that's major. Make sure he can support himself. But one thing that we've reiterated over and over and over again, men, be the man. Be the man, and ladies, let him be the man. Outside of the financial aspect of it, let him wear his role as the man. Okay, and that encompasses being a protector, being a leader, having a head on your shoulders, own your own achievements. Many guys feel inferior and intimidated by women who make more than them, but don't let that make you uncomfortable, ladies. Own your success. And again, if he can't deal with your success out the gate, he probably is not the person for you. What else do you need to do? Hold on, guys. I'm just trying to find all my notes here. And wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm taking notes now. I'm taking notes. I'm with you.
All right. Becoming insecure. Don't be insecure. If you're dating, late fellas, if you're dating a boss woman, let her be a boss. She's got business to handle. She's not doing the same things that the other women are doing. She's got moves to make. She's got business meetings to go to. She's recording shows. She's out here doing events. She's networking. She's got things that she needs to do, and you have to remain secure, men, and supportive. And at the same time, ladies, if you are making moves, involve him if you can so that he can feel relevant and a part of your lifestyle. So I could go on and on, but at the bottom line is, to answer the question, in my opinion, yes, the man can still be the head of the household if he makes less money. He definitely he can, but it's all about knowing your role as a man. It's not just about the finances. It's about that leadership. You have to be able to be a leader. If you're not a leader, if you're not confident, we ain't got nothing. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
Wow. That's fucking awesome. You know, I actually learned something listening to you ladies. I really did. I mean, I was already feeling a lot of energy coming into the show, but you've allowed me to kind of see another perspective. And when you have such a woman who makes more money, You know, it's not an issue of being intimidated, because if she's feeling you, don't be scared to be a leader. Don't scared to be a leader. That money, it's only, you know, it's only dollars, it's only money. Because if she took the time to allow you in her life, you know, own your greatness. Own, be the man. Be the protector. Be that man. You know, if she's rolling a certain way, you know, you carry yourself a certain way. If she's handling business, support her. Be very supportive. You know, you guys have definitely opened my eyes on a couple of things. Yeah, you know, us men at times, we are sensitive creatures. We hide it with our little masculinity and stubbornness. But I have learned, you know, just listening, and I'm hoping a lot of fellas has learned tonight that, you know, just because, you know, she makes a certain dollar amount, she's still a woman. She's still
Absolutely.
Worthy of attention. She's still worthy of leader, you know, having a leader. You know, no woman wants a... What was that? Punk ass up Sig said some other crazy.
It's like
where's my paper?
PMSK. What is it?
It was some. Yeah.
Motherfucker. That's what they are.
A PPMS.
Oh,
she says
wow.
It's a clarity. A PPMS.
I
can't wait to use it. Get out of here, you PPMS.
Jesus.
I love it.
They're going to look at you like, and you know, if the man responds.
No, they're going
to
say, well, what is that?
Right.
And you tell him that
you tell them. You tell him what
two things is gonna happen. He's gonna wanna fight you, he's gonna run away like a little punk.
Right. Right. Exactly.
No, and I have taken some heels off when I told somebody what it meant.
Oh God.
Put my hair back
oh.
in a damn ponytail. If you wanna jump.
Oh
Lord
have mercy. Oh, fellas, y'all hear this? Oh, shit. Oh, Lord, mercy. Please don't be called that. So you got to man up. If, you know, you go to a house, you got to man up. You got to do it. But we at that segment now that, damn, I had a good time tonight with you guys. I really did.
Counseling. This is the weekly counseling session. It's called the Young People Talk Show.
I had a good time. My God. You know what is crazy about our show? Because we'll start talking, and the next thing you know, we're like, oh, shit, this is almost over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It goes by
and time
so
fast. Just flies. And
shout
I
out to everybody
on
the check-in, too. I'm getting a lot of messages that people are listening. So big shout out to everybody. Dawn Williams,
really?
Shonda Trent,
up,
Shaquilla
Dawn?
Gray. Yep. So many
okay.
people are listening. Shout out to Basement Life Family, always checking in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's amazing, the support. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank
no,
you.
I mean, Sig, listen, Sig, we're on iHeartRadio now.
I know.
We on iHeart now.
I haven't been able to listen or follow you, but I've been following. You know, I watch you. I follow you. You guys are great.
Yes.
And, I'm loving the growth. You know how I feel about you. I love you to pieces.
I know.
I had a lady that come in and she said, she wanted to start her own business. She asked for my help. I was like, oh, girl, great, sure. And she goes, well, how come I can't find you on Facebook? I said, because you have to know me to find me on Facebook.
I know that's
and
right.
Instagram and Twitter. She
I know
goes,
that's
so,
right.
Are you going to give my company a shout out? I said, will your company make it to my level? Yeah, but until Ooh, then, girl,
yes,
I'm
I feel important. Thanks.
I do not. Love, you know how I am. I'm picky. I do not
yes.
sign off on
She's anybody. Very picky.
And if I sign off on you, And then you fuck up later, I don't have a problem dropping your ass and letting the world know. No, I don't fuck with them no more. That ain't me.
No, see, ladies and gentlemen, I can say this much about Sig. You know, she's a very strong woman. She's a businesswoman. She handles her business, and she's been a supporter from day one, and she has no problem saying her open opinion. And, you know, and it's great because it makes, you know, it sharpens her. It keeps me sharpened. Keep me in tune, but, you know, it's crazy. We're going to definitely have to talk behind the scenes, Sig, because Diamond, you know,
yeah.
she's been in this game a long time, but it's ironic. We've both been fans of each other all these years, and when she came onto the show, you know, everything just started falling in line, and then, you know, people, we just linked up with our Louisiana's crowd, and the network started getting bigger. Hey. iHeartRadio, I know we got on Spreaker, Acre, what else we on? We on Breaker, Pod, what's another one? Salute to Pod, Pocket Cast, Spotify as well. So we've been picked up
when
quite
you guys
often.
Told her,
you know?
Yeah, when you guys told her, the announcement,
yeah.
you guys told her, you made the announcement outside of the country. I said, oh my God, I know who she is.
Oh, my God, you did?
I didn't just listen to you for 5 seconds today and decide you were cool. Hell no. I've listened to you before.
And thank you. That is so incredible. Thank you so much.
Now,
keep in mind, Sig has other people listening to the show, so she can easily, she'll rebroadcast it, and they'll listen to the show. I think, Sig, are you still down south? I might want to give you a location. You still down in down south?
Yeah, I am. I'm back. Yeah.
All right.
So,
she's back.
Yeah, and even
she's
though
back.
I was gone and out and stuff, they were still listening because I had one guy say, "Hey, who's the Diamond Chick, Sig?" I said, "Oh my God, she's great. Have you heard?" And they were like, so
she got the Mellow Mondays. We was on there. You got to see the video. She put me on blast, but you know, you got to check it out for yourself. It's a great show, Basement Life. She does the live. Yeah, it's great. You have to check it. You did? Okay. Well, now you see her. So, you know, we're gonna have to talk
because we're
trying to get bigger.
Yeah, no matter what you do, I got your back for life. I'm going to always check in on you to make sure you do it. Because when you said
that
what happened
awesome.
To them, like, I was like, damn, now I got to make sure, I really got to make sure he's okay because I'm not around.
it was a rough one, but you know what, Diamond helped me. Diamond helped me out tremendously, and I thought she was going to be like, I'm out.
Yeah, oh my God. I was in a panic about that. I was like, okay, she better
still
be there.
You know what?
She
was ride and die from the door, and I'm so appreciative of Diamond, and the words can't express it. And you know what's the cool thing about it? She has the same personality we all have, so she has no problem with just talking shit all the time. But, we're having our moments, but this is who we are. We just talk like we family. We curse each other out. Like, all right, motherfucker, you know, all right. But it's just
right.
It's love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, I'm just appreciative.
Grateful.
I feel blessed.
Yes.
You got Sig.
Yeah.
So, Sig, I'm going to holler at you later.
All right. Yeah. But you guys are great. You guys are great together. I really love what you're doing. And yes, Ms. Diamond, I had to check you out when they chose you. And
thank
I was like,
so
oh, my
God,
it's her. So, that should be, here I go, that should be a really, really good meld with the three of them. That should be really, really great. Oh, my God, I'm so loving this. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so not there. So I was like, now I probably think something just dropped off and just said, fuck me. Never. Never. Not going to do that. I'm going to follow you for life. Because people will be like, why? Because I was doing something. I said, be quiet. I got to hear this. What are you listening to? This is my friend. And I have to make sure he's okay. A lot has happened.
I know. That's right.
You know, you're on this stuff. Have you on a counseling couch.
No,
gonna have
I was,
counseling
I was
couch. No,
so
we are good. But you know what? Honestly, we're gonna be doing some big things in the next coming year. We're really taking the Uncle Till show to a whole new level, not just nationally. And Diamond's convinced me people like to be spoiled with visual, so we will be doing a video online set where she will actually see us do the show. So we're working out the parts on that, and we're looking at some other big things I'm trying to work on now, and I'm trying to get these sponsors together. So Sig, I will be talking to you. I'm a shameless plug.
Not a problem.
Shameless plug.
I got to tell people that don't know. Since the first day I talked to Nas was after I listened to his other show, and I was talking to him with a guy that I knew. And I told him, I said, oh, my God, I love him. First of all, I love his voice. I'm a sucker for a voice. I said, oh, my God, I love him. I love his personality. I love his energy. I got to see to it that he gets what he wants in life and he goes where he wants to go. He has my support for life. He can say, Sig, we're going to raise some dogs on Mars. I'll be right there with you.
Like, yo,
yes.
I know this is
going to
be dope.
Well, listen, I'm going to cut you short. We're going to close out the show, Sig. But let's talk after this show. Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
It's been an awesome
great
show.
Diamond,
you got any last comments? We've got a couple of seconds.
No, not too much. I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. I did some shout-outs. I did not get to shout-out everybody, but it's all love. Appreciate everybody. And, of course, you, Mr. Nass, for doing what you're doing, for pushing me, just to go further and further. Check us out on Spotify. I just shared that link as well. You know, right. Follow us on social media. We're going to start sharing more and more and more and more and more.
Absolutely. Again, we want to thank everyone listening to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Yours truly, Mr. Nash, and the lovely Miss Diamond D. And our guest caller, call in, Miss Sig. So, again, everyone, whatever you do, stay blessed and favored. God loves you and love yourself the most. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Okay,
God bless.
You're
listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nash and Diamond D.